Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 15 through 19. That is the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 15 through 19. And it reads as follows. God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her." Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael might live under your blessing." Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him." I want to speak today on this topic, "It's never too late." Abraham and Sarah did not have any children together at that time. They had tried without success to have kids at their advanced age. They had pretty much given up on having a child together. Remember, Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old. They were well past their prime age to conceive a child. When the Lord told them that they would indeed have a son, Abraham laughed. Now check this out in Genesis 18 verses 11 through 14. Which says, "Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah was already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing." So Sarah laughed too, right? To herself, and she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" When the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will indeed have a son." Sarah found the prospect of having a child at their age very funny. How is that even possible? The Lord told Abraham in verse 14 that is anything too hard for the Lord? God backed up what he said, and Sarah indeed had a son. Isn't that something? Nothing is impossible with God. That is true now, that is true then, and it's true forever. God can do all things. Sarah giving birth to a son proves that it is never too late. Now, you and I, we have gone through our lives telling ourselves that it is too late to do this or too late to do that. Just like Abraham and Sarah, we stopped trying and gave up hope. We just moved on to the next thing and no longer considered what we thought could not happen in a situation in our lives. But what if we never stopped believing that this thing will work and not gave up? Can you imagine how different our lives would be if we stayed the course? Well, here are some examples. We wanted to go to college, but didn't have the funds or didn't think that we were smart enough. There is always a way to get into college if you really look at it. We can go to junior college or school, which costs a lot less than a university. We can major in something that we are smart in or good at. Or we can go to a trade school. When we do not continue our dreams of hope, then we miss out on an opportunity. It's never too late to go to school. And many have received college degrees in their 70s or older. Well, what about this example? We want to write a book. We may have even started writing one, but gave up thinking that it was a waste of time. We lost interest in writing the book because we believed that no one would publish it. We lost interest also because we believed that no one will read it. We will never know if anyone will read it the book is not written, correct? We think that we waited too long to write the book. We let an opportunity go by because we gave up on it. It's never too late to follow your dream, okay? Amen. What about starting or running your own business? Now, think about it. We always wanted to have our own business, but we simply was afraid to try. We talk ourselves out of this idea, thinking that we cannot do this. Well, who said we couldn't do it, right? We think that we are not qualified to run or start a business. Huh. Let's think about this. The people that did start a business, were they qualified? Think about it. Everyone tells you that this is a dumb idea. You know, don't listen to your friends. They'll tell you quickly, man, yeah, if you lost your mind, you can't start no business, right? Well, yes, you can. We think the window of opportunity is closed or we are too old to start it. That's not true either. It's never too late. Abraham and Sarah thought that they were too old as well, and it worked out for them. Nothing is impossible for God. Our God can do anything. It is never too late. Here's one. What about getting a job in your latter years? Now, if you're living on Social Security like I am, it may be necessary to supplement your income with a job. Right? You are afraid to look for one because you think that you're too old to be hired. Wow. I can relate to that too. You think that a job at your age is a step backwards because you were retired. Now you got to go back into the workforce. That's pride, guys. If you need money, go to work. It's not exactly the ideal situation, but it's not a step back. You're telling yourself, okay, I need the money. Right? Your pride is so strong that you want to stay retired just because your friends are retired. What you don't know probably is your friends probably are doing something to supplement their income too. You forget about getting an extra income job and you resolve yourself to live with what you are getting from Social Security, which is not nearly enough. I'm a witness to this one, Saints. I knew that I had to get another income, but I love not having to work. You know, going back to work to the workforce is an adjustment, but I look at the fact that I have extra income to enjoy life. I was rehired at the age of 68, so it is not too late. Amen. This is just a few examples, but there are so many more where we just gave up for whatever reason. We just thought it was impossible. You know, we're too old, we're too this, we're too that, we're not smart enough, we're not qualified. We just gave up. We had a great idea. An idea that we thought that we could do. Oh, otherwise, we wouldn't have even thought about it, right? Well, it kept coming back up in our minds that we can do this or we can do that. But life tells you otherwise. The world tells you otherwise. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. Your friends tell you the same thing. Are you nuts? You can't do that. What about your family? What are they going to do? Yada, 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 right? Well, that's not correct. For we serve a God that can do anything and everything and has proven that in the past. Think about it. The Bible is full of examples of God showing people it's never too late. Amen? Because it isn't. We forget sometimes about the one who can do all things. We forget about God and forget about our dreams or goals. We forget about God and move on without trying. We forget about God and do not take the chance. We forget about God and live our lives with regret. We forget about God and we laugh just like Abraham and Sarah when we think about what we want to do. You know, some of the greatest inventions or jobs or companies that exist started with the same dream that you have. People told them they wouldn't succeed, etc. Let me tell you something. A man decided to get a rock and paint eyes on it. And over a million people bought that rock. That sounds like a crazy idea. But, and I'm sure people told him, you can't sell a rock. But the guy sold over a million pet rocks. So if a man can do that, I'm sure that you can do what your dream is. Because to me, selling rocks, a rock with a face on it, and selling it to me, it seems very impossible to me. And I'm sure that he was told that he had lost his mind. He lost his mind all the way to the bank, okay? All the way to the bank. So, you know, we need to realize that, you know, ideas aren't as crazy as we think. I mean, Bill Gates said, you know what? I want a computer on everybody's desk. Right now, when the computer came out, it was in a room. That's how big it was, right? You had a dedicated room for a computer. The idea of having something that small to sit on a desk was impossible. But they never gave up on the dream. I'm sure people told him that it was impossible, but he did it anyway. And thank goodness he did, because our society's better off because people have access to their computers anywhere at any time. Amen? These are some more examples of people telling people they're crazy, but they start their own business or start their own company or do what they dreamt to do, and they rolled at it. Amen? I mean, there are musicians out there who's told that you can't sing that are Grammy winners. There are actresses and actors out there that were told they can't act. And they have won an Oscar. So nothing is impossible and it's never too late. I think about Rodney Dangerfield, right? Rodney Dangerfield, the comedian, was on the road for years, but he didn't get famous, per se, until he was 60. But he had been out there for years. He could have given up. Said, you know what? This ain't working for me. But he stuck to it. He may not have got the respect that he thought initially, but eventually he did get respect, okay? Amen. If you know Rodney Dangerfield, you know what I'm talking about regarding respect. Well, Saints, the whole bottom line of all this is that Sarah and Abraham had to trust God. They had to believe that God could do this, even though they thought it was funny and thought it was impossible. We serve a mighty God that can do all things. When we have a dream or vision, tell God about it and ask for his help. God would be certainly happy that you chose to talk to him about it, even though he knows what's in your mind, okay? But if you come to him and say, Lord, I got this vision or this dream. I want to start a company. I want to do this. I want to do this. God will back you on it. He said, okay, sounds like a plan to me. If God can give Abraham and Sarah a child at their age, think about what he can do for you today. That's how mighty our God is. He can do all things. And remember, saints, it's never too late to follow up on your dream. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word, Lord. Father, we repent for all the times that we've had ideas or dreams or whatever, and we just didn't trust you enough, didn't believe enough, just thought that it couldn't work. But Lord, you are God where it's never too late to follow up on your dreams, to do the things that you want to do in your heart. Father, you have blessed Abraham and Sarah with a child. You can do anything for us as well, Lord. We just need to ask and trust you. Help us, Father, increase our faith. Have us not to give up on our dreams so easily, but Lord, if we ask, you'll make a way for those dreams to happen. You are just that powerful and just that loving of us, Lord. We repent for all the times we decided not to do it. But Father, that was yesterday. We're talking about now. Father, we pray that any dream or any vision that we have in our lives, any goal, you'll help us to reach, Lord, because we can do nothing without you, but with you, we can do all things. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that you'll draw people to hear it, that you'll be glorified, and that they will understand, Lord, that it's never too late to follow up on their dreams. Father, I thank you for this message. I pray that you be glorified in it. I thank you, Lord, and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.